We've been working on our campaign, our faith-building campaign. We've been building our faith muscles. And I hope you've been keeping up, doing some verses every day, reading them, meditating on them, getting them in your eyes, getting them in your ears, getting them in your heart, speaking them, maybe discussing them with someone. You know, all of those things are good so we can build up that faith. Why is it so important that we build up our faith muscles? Why is it so important that we get the truth into our heart? You know, when it comes to our journey with God, the most important thing in our journey with God is believing. Believing. If we can believe the promises of God, if we can believe what God said, if we can believe what God did, then we can receive it. Then we can have it. We have to believe. Believing is what is required. That's what's called faith. We believe in God. If we don't have faith or belief in God, then we do not receive the promises of God. We do not receive the benefits of God. We do not receive all the benefits of God if we do not have the believing. So we need to believe. Before, now, this is the interesting thing. We labor for faith to enter into rest. We labor in faith. In other words, we are working our faith. We are working our believing is another way of saying that. We are working in it, strengthening our believing, strengthening our faith, so that we can rest, enter into rest. Now, in the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, we had to labor to fulfill the laws, the commandments. And we were laboring in vain, because we never could fulfill all those laws, we never could do all that, and there was never any rest, because you had to continuously be fulfilling all the laws. That's in the Old Covenant. In the New Covenant, which is when Jesus came and did everything he did on the earth and delivered it unto you and said, come on in, enjoy the good time, the only thing required of you now is to believe, to have faith that he did everything, and when you believe that, you receive it, and you enter into a state of rest. So you labor to receive the faith. You labor in faith, and then you enter into rest. In the Old Covenant, that was called the Sabbath. A day of rest is the Sabbath as known of. But in the deeper spiritual meaning, the Sabbath is not a day, it is a state of being. We enter into a state of being in rest, in peace, once we have the faith to believe what God did, what God said, what God promised. We enter into a state of rest. We can now walk in faith. We can now live in faith. In other words, we can live in a state of rest, and we can walk in a state of rest, and now your life becomes very peaceful. It becomes incredibly peaceful. So we are laboring in faith right now. In other words, we are working those faith muscles. We are strengthening those faith muscles so that they get to the point where all the faith is here, where we have complete believing. And then when we have that, we enter into rest, meaning now we trust in the Lord. We trust in what he said. We trust in what he did. We act on it. We speak it. And we live it. And we have the Sabbath all the time, a time of peace, a time of rest, because we are with God together. And that is the whole point of what we need to not understand, that it's all about believing. You know, this week, as I was reading my strength verses, building up those faith muscles, I was putting them in my eyes, and I was putting them in my ears, and I was putting them in my heart, you know, meditating on them. I was speaking them out loud. I was discussing them. Periodically, I'd write them down. And then it came to me, God was talking to me, and he asked me a question, do you believe it? And I was like, oh, I never really Never really asked myself, do I believe that? So then I added that in. Every verse I would do, I would read the verse. I'd meditate on it so I understood what it was saying. I'd ask for revelation from God. I would meditate on it. I would speak it out loud. And then I would say, ask myself, do you believe that? Do you believe that's true? Do you believe that's possible? Do you believe God said that, or God did that, or God is going to fulfill that promise? And the answer has to be yes. Now, some people say, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. But the truth is, you can believe, but you choose not to believe. Some people choose not to believe things they hear. Sometimes they choose not to believe based on what someone else told them. Sometimes they choose not to believe because they heard some sort of scientific evidence that said something different. Sometimes they choose not to believe based on their own personal experience or the way they feel. But when you say, I can't believe that, you're saying, I don't believe. Because you can believe, but you choose not to believe. We want to choose to believe. Why? Because the people that walk with God are believers. And if you're going to receive the promises of God, you have to be a believer. And that doesn't mean believing one thing and not believing another that God said. It means believing everything God promised. It means believing for all of what God said and all of what God promised, believing the whole enchilada. We have to believe it all. So we want to begin to ask ourselves the question, do you believe that? Think about some of the verses you might have read this week and meditated on, talked about. And just ask yourself the question, do I believe that? In one of the verses that I was reading, it talked about Jesus healing the sick and the diseased and the blind. And he also talked about healing the maimed. Who are the maimed? That's a person that's missing an arm or missing a leg or missing an ear. And he made them whole. He healed them. That means a new arm was created when he healed them. A new leg was created when he healed them. A new ear was created when he healed them. Do you believe that? Can you say, yes, I believe that? If you say no, then you're not a believer. You're not in faith. Now you're in doubt. When you're in doubt, you're not in alignment with the promises of God. You're in struggle. You're no longer in that place of peace that comes when we rest with God. We are working. We're working our ass off when we're over there. We're struggling. We're suffering. So in this verse, you ask yourself, did Jesus really do that? Do I believe that? Can I believe that? See, we want to check with the Word of God throughout the Bible on His truth and continue to ask ourselves the question, do you believe that? And we want to get the answer, yes. If there's a no there, we want to work with God to find out, why don't I believe that? Or why am I saying I can't believe that? Because remember, if you're walking in faith, if you're believing in God, you are a believer. You're not believing everything. You're not believing everything that every single person ever says, but you're believing what God said. You're believing what God promised. You're believing what God said would happen in your life. You're believing what Jesus did. You're called a believer, and you walk in faith. And when you walk in that faith, you walk in the rest. It was an interesting exercise that God gave me when he gave me this question. Because I would go down the list of different verses and, you know, ask myself that question. You know, it was very interesting because it made me think in a different way. It made me feel differently too. And you know what happened? Every time I was able to say yes, it was really exciting. I started feeling this excitement building up inside of me. Every time I could say yes to one of God's promises, to something that Jesus did, every time I could say yes to that, there was an excitement building inside of me that began to overflow. I began to feel strengthened. And that makes sense. Why? Because I'm a believer. I walk in faith. And the stronger my belief becomes, the greater the things of God happen in my life. The more the promises of God are fulfilled in my life. And all I need to do is make sure that I believe. If I believe. Let's go down here. This is Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." All things are possible to him who believes. The one requirement that we have is to believe. All we have to do is believe the promises of God. It's that simple. And when we do, all things are possible. Let's take a look at another one. Now this is talking about Abraham. This is in Galatians 3, verse 14. Then the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So it's talking about the blessing of Abraham and how we are going to receive that blessing. How are you going to receive that blessing? It says the promise of the Spirit through faith. Faith. Faith being the key word, believing. You're going to receive the gift of the Spirit, that Holy Spirit, that Spirit of God, that Spirit of love, that power, the glory of God. You're going to receive it through believing. Not believing anything, believing God, what God said. Through believing that God, having faith, you receive that gift. That's how Abraham received it. Abraham received it through believing. Even when everything he looked at said, oh, this is not possible. He was like 100 years old when he had his son that God had promised. And he had him because he believed God. He believed what God said. He had faith in God. And it was fulfilled. All things are possible to him who believes. We're believers. All you got to do is believe. You don't have to fulfill the list of all the commandments. You don't have to suffer and labor in that. That is laboring in vain because it will never happen. You just have to have faith in God, believing in Jesus, knowing that that is how it is delivered to you, the promises of God. In believing what Jesus did, you receive it. Now, it isn't going to just fall on you out of a tree like ripe apples. Because you sure would like that to happen, wouldn't you? It'd be a lot easier. But that's why I'm saying you labor in faith. You're putting your work and your energy in the right place. You're not working trying to fulfill the laws because that's in vain. But you are working to get the faith from God, get His truth, His understanding, and your believing. You're getting it into your heart. You're laboring in faith so you can enter into rest. So you can enter into that way of living where it's very easy because you're walking in faith and you're speaking in faith and you're acting in faith and the promises of God are just flowing all together. They're just pouring down upon you. The windows of heaven are just pouring upon you. But that doesn't happen accidentally. It happens through us working with God to believe what He said. So that we are believers. So that we are in faith. Sometimes we have incorrect beliefs that are there in our heart, in our lives, in our mind. They might have got in there in different ways. For me, for example, when I was a kid, my parents were telling me that God was angry and He was going to punish you. And my church was telling me, God is angry and He's going to punish you. And I was like, oh, I was scared. I was shaking in my boots thinking about God, all-powerful God, wants to punish me. There's no chance. I'm dead. That's it. There's nothing left. But as an adult, God revealed to me through speaking into my heart and speaking into my soul who he really is. And he told me, I am a God of love. And I want to bless you. I want to take care of you. I want to help you. When I receive that revelation from God about who he really is, it changed my belief in God. It changed my whole life. My whole life did a 180-degree turn. Because when I believed God was angry and was going to punish, I was running away from him. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you run away from somebody who was trying to punish you? Or was angry? You don't want to hang around people like that. You run. And I was doing my best to outrun God, which, you know, it's silly. But because of what I believed, what I was told, I was running. Like Forrest Gump, I was running away. But when I received from God the revelation that he is love and that he cares for me and that he wants the best for me and that he wants to bless me and he wants my life to be better, you know what I did? I turned around and started running towards him. I started running towards God. I started running right at him. Why? Because I wanted more of that love. I wanted more of those blessings. I wanted more of his taking care of me and helping me. I wanted more of those daily benefits and advantages that he was pouring out upon me. It changed the whole way that God and I, our relationship was. Before, when I believed he was angry, and see, that was an incorrect belief that he's angry and wants to punish me. That's a false belief. And that made me go away. But when I got correct believing, then I was able to move towards God. Able to move within, you know, at him. That's why we're laboring in faith. So that not only we can believe in God and his promises, but that we can have correct believing. If we have correct believing, we have correct living. It made living so much easier for me once my believing was correct in God. When it was false believing or wrong believing, it made it really hard to live. It made it really hard to have a relationship with God. That meant it made it hard to receive promises of God. You couldn't receive promises of God if you weren't having a relationship with him. So we work to have right believing so we can have right living. We're having correct believing so we can have correct living in our life. We are laboring for that. Because it's all about the believing, what we believe. So we are working on our muscles, our faith muscles, building them up with the scriptures. We're spending time meditating on the Word of God. And we're spending time speaking to God, getting revelations from him, so that we can receive his truth and we can say in our hearts, yes, yes, God, I want that. Yes, God, I believe that. Yes, God, that's for me. I take it. Thank you, God. We have to get that straightened out, though, if we have incorrect believing. And there, it's not about listening to what other people are saying. How do you think I heard about the false beliefs? Parents and people at church were telling me who God was. Now, they weren't lying to me per se, but it wasn't correct, that's for sure. They probably heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else. And if we're going to get correct believing, we got to go to the source. We got to go straight to God and speak to him and find out from him firsthand, who are you? What are you doing? What are you doing in my life? What's our relationship here? And how are you working with me? We find that out directly, and we also find that out through going to his word. In the scripture, we can find out, what did he say? Does that match what I believe? If it doesn't, then we understand, there's incorrect believing, which is going to lead to incorrect living. meaning I don't get to receive the promises of God or the blessings of God. So I need to release that through this word and through talking to him personally. We can begin to receive correct believing. Now, this requires for us to go to him with an open heart, setting aside all of our own opinions and our own judgments and our own beliefs. Because if you go with your own beliefs to talk to God, and you go with your own opinions to talk to God, then you don't hear anything God says. You only hear what you already know. We have to set ourselves aside and say, God, reveal to me the truth in this scripture. What does this really mean? Because you can read something in the literal meaning of the word and go, oh, that sounds scary. But you can also ask God, what does it mean? Reveal to me what this means. And he'll share it with you and pour it into your heart, and you'll get correct understanding. We need to have correct believing to get correct understanding. In Matthew 21:22, and whatever thing you ask in prayer, this is Jesus speaking, believing, you will receive. Again, we are strengthening our believing. We are strengthening our faith through the campaign that we've been doing. We are learning and strengthening those faith muscles. We are strengthening our believing. And when we believe and we pray, we will receive, Jesus says. We will receive when we believe. So we're strengthening that believing so that we can receive. God's already given it. But if we don't have that strength of faith, we can't receive it. It's just laying out there waiting for us. And we're missing out on the blessings. We're missing out on his love. We're missing out on the opportunities that he has given us to thrive in our lives in amazing ways. So it's all about the believing. Here he talks about in Hebrews 4:2, listen to this. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So this is Paul writing in Hebrews about two different groups of people. Both groups heard the word of God. They heard what God said. And one group benefited from it, and the other one did not. One group profited from what they heard. They got great things out of it, and the other one did not. And what he says here, he says, because it was not mixed with faith. That's why they didn't benefit from it, the ones that didn't. Because it wasn't mixed with believing it. They heard what Jesus had done. They heard what God promised. But they did not believe it. So they did not profit from it. They did not receive the benefits from it. Because they did not believe it. It's all about believing. Start asking yourself, do I believe this? In terms of what God has said to you, the promises of God, start to ask yourself. And the more you can say yes, the more the excitement and the faith is going to build inside of you. It's going to just well up inside of you and get stronger and stronger and stronger the more yeses that you have for God and for believing him, the more it's going to well up inside of you. Listen to this. Here's for somebody who doesn't believe. And this was, you know this guy. And funny, how do we know him? Thomas. We know him as Doubting Thomas. We know, which I don't know if that's a fair thing, you know, because they knew him as the twin in scriptural times. But today, we always think about him as Doubting Thomas. The guy doubted once, but it really stuck with him. It was a label that he now has. And I'm Doubting Thomas. How are you? Because he didn't believe that Jesus was resurrected. He came back to the disciples, but Thomas wasn't there. He's one of the disciples. He missed out on seeing him that time. All the other disciples said, oh no, we saw him. He's raised. Man, we touched him. We spoke to him. He spoke to us. Man, it was cool. Thomas is like, well, I'm not going to believe it because I didn't see it. I didn't see that. So he got labeled as Doubting Thomas. Now, Jesus returned another time when Thomas was there. And he says, Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So Thomas believed because he saw. This is a good lesson for us too in our lives. Sometimes we get like that. We get a little bit cantankerous with God and we said, well, God, I'll believe this if you just show me some proof. If you do this, then I'll believe you. We're slipping down that slippery slope to becoming doubting Thomas. Because Jesus is saying, we're blessed if we can believe without receiving, without seeing. It's when we believe without seeing that the true blessings come to us. That we just believe because God said it, because Jesus did it. And we believe that, and our faith is strengthened. Our faith is strengthened in great ways. Can you believe that? Ask yourself the question. Can I believe that? Can I believe that? Can you say yes to that? Because if you can, your faith is already strengthening. You're already firing your faith up. You're already laboring in that faith to grow it in your heart, to strengthen up those faith muscles so that you can go out and receive the promises of God and do the things that God said you could do. Don't slip into that point where you have to see it to believe it. Don't slip into that point where you start saying, I can't believe it. It doesn't matter what it's about. Yes, you can. You either do believe it or you don't believe it. But you can. If you don't believe it, then just say, I don't believe it. But if you're talking about God and you're saying that you have faith in God, then your answer should be, yes, I believe that. Because I'm a believer. And a believer is the one that is walking in that faith. They are resting in that faith, a believer. A believer is receiving the promises of God. A believer is receiving the benefits of God. A believer is receiving all of the great things that God has provided for you. You're in a relaxed state, and you know God has you protected because you believe it. You believe it. You didn't have to see it to believe it. You believed it, and then you received the blessing of it. So this is important for us to know as we continue to go forward. If you believe it, it works. And if you don't believe it, it won't. It's that simple. It's that simple what God has set up for us. We don't have to labor fulfilling commandments or doing all kinds of other tasks. It really comes down to us believing what God said, believing the promises of God, believing what God has set out to do. What Jesus fulfilled, if we believe it, it works. It works in your life if you believe it, and it won't work in your life if you don't believe it. And it's that simple, it's cut and dry.